Hello and welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Nikki.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Kate.
And today we're going to be talking about Frogger's Adventures, Temple of the Frog. Frogger's Adventures, Temple of the Frog is a puzzle platformer developed by Konami and released in 2001 for Game Boy Advance. Firefly Swamp is dying, and the frogs from the Elder Council have asked Frogger to save it. Frogger must undertake a grueling quest to collect the sacred elements needed to keep the swamp alive and defeat the treacherous Mr. D, who has stolen them. Bum, bum, bum! Whoa, this sounds like a crazy adventure for Frogger.
It just cracks me up that the main villain is named Mr. D.
Yeah.
I will never stop laughing at that.
Yeah. I know, it reminds me of my Animal Crossing island, Big D Island.
Yeah. That joke will never get old.
Why did they not think about that?
Maybe they did think about it. Mm.
Definitely intentional.
They were like, this game's for young boys. Let's put in some, you know, things they can make dick jokes about.
All right. So, Kate, do you have a good history for us?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited. So, Kate, I have a question for you. Were you able to find very much history on just this game, or are we going to get a brief history of just Frogger in general?
So, I'll start off talking a little bit about the original Frogger game, and then kind of go into some of the spin-offs and reboots from the early 2000s.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
So, in the early 1981, Akira Hashimoto was sitting at a traffic light when he spotted a frog that was trying to cross the road. He noticed that the frog was having trouble navigating through all the vehicles, so he pulled his car over, got out, and proceeded to help the frog cross the street. And that was what wound up being the inspiration to create the original Frogger game, which would be released as an arcade game later that year.
Aww.
So Frogger is based on literally a true story?
Yeah. Wow, they should have put that in the trailer. Frogger, right. Based off true story.
Right. But in the game, he didn't need a human to help him.
Oh, it's very true. Oh, that's so cute,
He was
though.
More independent in the game.
See, you can get inspiration from anywhere.
Yeah. I was at the grocery store today, and I was like, watching all the people walk across the street, and I was like, this is how the dude who created Frogger made up Frogger. He was just sitting in his car watching stuff.
Exactly.
So the original title of the game was going to be Highway Crossing Frog, but at the last minute they changed it to Frogger, which I feel like was a good idea.
Yeah, I think less words the better.
Yeah,
it's easier to remember. And then you also get, that's his name, right?
Right.
So that makes sense.
I kind of like Highway Crossing Frog. It's a very literal.
Right. You would. You like things more complicated.
Whatever.
So I feel like we all kind of know what the original arcade game is about. You're just controlling this cute little frog while he's weaving in and out of traffic. Once he gets to the other side of the road, you help him navigate crossing a river with turtles and logs floating in the water. There are lots of obstacles at varying speeds that make the route dangerous and challenging with each consecutive level. So that's kind of what the original Frogger is about.
I don't think I've ever made it past the second level.
Yeah, it's like one or two levels, and then I'm like, that's enough of this.
Right.
I mean, it makes it better at the arcades like Blue Ghost and stuff, where you just pay one, fee, and then you can play as much as you want. But if you're actually putting quarters in that thing, no way you're getting very far.
It's also weird that in the original Frogger arcade game, if the frog touches the water, he dies. So
it's like,
not only is each level kind of difficult and frustrating, but it's also like, what kind of alternate universe is this? Is this supposed to be fun, or is it supposed to be like some sort of torture?
Yeah.
Like, is it like a
frogs are supposed to be amphibians.
Right.
That means they like the water.
Right. It kind of makes me think, like, Is this like a weird purgatory that Frogger's in and he can't get out of, and it just gets more and more difficult? Like,
ugh, poor little guy. He's just stressed out forever.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like someone needs to tell people at, who work at Konami that frogs don't immediately die when they land in water.
Right. One of the most memorable aspects of the game was the opening theme tune, which was based on a Japanese children's song whose name translates in English as "The Dog Policeman."
Is that like Paw Patrol?
I looked up the lyrics, like, translated into English, and it's basically these other little critters are having a tough time, but the dog policeman is incompetent and is not helping them. So I'm not sure how they decided on putting that into Frogger, but...
I know.
It was kind of fun.
Should at least
to
be like a frog policeman.
Right.
That's very strange.
So Frogger wound up becoming one of the most influential games ever made, likely due to some of the following factors. It was released during what is known as the golden age of arcade games. Along with Pac-Man, it was one of the first games to gain a female audience, and people often saw this game as one that had no gender or age barrier with its appeal.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
I mean, who doesn't love a cute little frog?
Yeah, I can see how this can kind of appeal to mass audiences.
Yeah. Another thing that made it so influential was that the gameplay was simplistic enough that it was easy to pick up for people who didn't have much experience playing arcade games, but it was also challenging enough that it kept people coming back.
Yeah. I mean, there's really only a couple things to do in the arcade, right? It's like move forward, move left, right, and like jump.
Basically. I don't even think there's a jump.
Or can you just...
Mm-mm. I think it's just movement.
So it's just moving.
Yeah.
My bad. I forgot there wasn't a jump.
Unlike the Temple of the Frog.
Exactly.
Which is way cooler.
Yeah.
That extra
That's why
jump
I forgot.
So moving on into Frogger Adventures Temple of the Frog. There have been many countless Frogger reboot and spinoff games over the past 40 years. In the early 2000s, Konami wanted to take the classic Frogger character and turn it into a big franchise. But it was kind of like the Wild Wild West for Konami because they didn't seem to have a clear vision for where they wanted to take the Frogger game and franchise. So they began releasing lots of new Frogger games in quick succession, but they all had drastically varying storylines, art styles, and different types of gameplay.
Gotcha. So they just kind of did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they were just kind of grasping at straws. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a clear direction.
Exactly. So like. All the games don't really connect chronologically.
Speaking on that.
Okay.
I think Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog was the one that had the best reception.
Mm-hmm.
One of the earlier spinoffs of the early 2000s. And I think that game really inspired the new direction of the Frogger games. So I'll go into that a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog was the, I believe it was the 8th spinoff Frogger game. And it wound up being the second best-selling Frogger game of all time, the first being the original arcade game.
Whoa.
And it was more successful than the prior 6 sequels because it attempted to take the simple mechanics of the original arcade game and turn it into a longer, more freeform action-adventure experience with the final battle of each world resembling a different type of puzzle.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do a lot more in this kind of game than you can like the arcade game.
Well, you know, it's kind of what you want. It's when when you're buying a game that says Frogger, you want like Frogger, but, you know, expanded upon and better.
Right.
Yeah.
You want Frogger. You don't want something totally different.
Yeah, you don't want something that just has Frogger's picture and name on it.
But yet you do want the game to like use the console that it's on appropriately.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, not just have something that's way lower quality than what you can do on whatever you're playing it on.
Right, exactly. So, like, in comparison, one of the other games that came out around the same time as Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog was another Game Boy Advance game called Frogger Advance The Great Quest. And The Great Quest decided to ditch the gameplay that the series was known for. It was a 3D platform game, but it had an overwhelmingly negative reception from the audience because it was riddled with glitches. It had some weird, creepy writing in the storyline.
Okay.
And it was all about, like, Frogger trying to find a princess to kiss her, but it got, like, kind of creepy at some point.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So he could turn into, like, a prince or whatever. Yeah. And the graphics and the audio were kind of irritating. Mm-hmm. Like, players just weren't impressed with this game. It seemed to be too far from the original, like we were talking.
Yeah, like the original things that makes people like Frogger.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one thing we know, being in the video game world, is like people get mad when you mess with stuff too much.
Yeah.
They really do. They're passionate about their fandoms.
Right.
Like, don't mess with it that much.
Yeah. And I feel like Temple of the Frog really respected the original arcade mm-hmm. game.
Oh, yeah.
But just kind of made it, kind of expanded on the ideas. It still had the traditional tile hopping gameplay.
Yeah.
And
but you can jump and you can rotate your character. What else is new?
You also got the tongue action.
Yeah,
tongue action. So you can get those butterflies.
Yeah. I was watching somebody play this game on like YouTube
mm-hmm.
and I was like, he's jumping by all those butterflies. Why is he? What kind of psychopath doesn't get all the lives you can get? I mean, like.
Well, was it a speed run?
It might have been.
That might have been why.
It might have been, yeah.
Speed run, don't care.
Yeah. Go, go, go. Right, right.
If you're speed running this game, you're probably good enough to where you probably don't need those extra lives.
Yeah.
You've done it enough.
Yeah, so what a show times. Off.
Exactly.
So I think comparing Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog, which had a really great reception, and Frogger Advance The Great Quest, which was just a total flop. I feel like Konami really listened to the reception of those two games, and they realized that Frogger fans didn't want a 3D platform game. They just wanted something similar to the classic arcade game. So I think they decided to continue expanding on the storyline of Temple of the Frog. So, a fun fact about Temple of the Frog is that the storyline of the game is actually canon in the Frogger universe, which I didn't realize until I started looking into some of the other games.
Mm-hmm.
So, later Frogger games, such as Frogger Beyond, released for the GameCube and Xbox, and some other later games, brought back Frogger's friends from Temple of the Frog, and the characters even discuss and reminisce about Frogger's Temple of the Frog adventure.
Oh, cool.
So Temple of the Frog essentially helped Konami identify what fans wanted and finally helped give them a clear direction for the Frogger franchise.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this game, like, the story is canon, like, with the Frogger universe because it was so influential.
Can you explain to me what canon means? I keep hearing it everywhere, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm not really sure what that means.
Canon would be like the main story, like, you know, across movies and franchises and stuff.
Okay, so, like the core.
Yeah.
Like
so when someone say, because sometimes someone will make a movie and it twists it, and mm-hmm. then they'll move on like it never happened. So they'll say, oh, that's not canon.
Oh,
that's
okay.
not that doesn't so, get incorporated into the main
okay,
story.
Okay, I got you. I got yeah. you.
My understanding is that it is basically widely accepted to be part of the Frogger story.
Gotcha.
By the creators and the audience. At least in this instance. I'm not sure if that's how it is with all storylines that are considered canon, but it's considered to be
like the truth.
The truth in the Frogger
the gospel.
Universe.
The
yeah.
gospel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know. I just wanted to make sure that I thought that's what it was. I just wanted to make sure. So basically, they had those two games come out. One of them, everyone really liked, and the other one, everyone really hated. And at least they were smart enough to be like, hey, we see this. We see what's happening, and we're going to go in the right direction, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Like,
sorry about that one game. We'll pretend it didn't happen, and we're going to move on.
That's generally what you should do if you have a bad game. Just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like you should listen to your audience. Even if it's not really the path you were considering taking, like, maybe that's a good opportunity to change directions.
Exactly. And if you want to make money, Right. That's the best way to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So my last little fun facts about Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog is that it had an estimated 1.7 million sales with revenue of over $28 million. And so like I mentioned before, it was the second highest selling Frogger game. And between January 2000 to August 2006, Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog was the fifth highest selling handheld game in the United States.
Whoa.
Wow. So when I chose this game, I chose it because I loved it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, like, I kind of thought, oh, I feel like people don't know Frogger has a whole nother, like, set of games that came out later.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like
now you're learning.
Highest selling for a handheld game from 2000 to 2006. Yeah. So I guess a lot of people knew about it than I realized.
Wow. Yeah, and I also just learned that the DS was like the top selling handheld.
This was Game Boy Advance.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're playing it on a DS.
We are playing it on a DS.
So my bad. But I'm like, well, I guess if you can play it on a DS, though, and the DS was the top-selling handheld game, then
I mean, that's
a bunch of people probably played it on there, too.
It's a pretty good reason why it was so high-selling is because, yeah, you could play all your Game Boy Advance games plus all these DS games.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and the DS is backlit, too, isn't
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you can play it at night.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to sit right underneath the lamp to play it.
You don't need a reading light.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need that little clip-on Game Boy light that you could buy. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's basically a reading light, but for your Game Boy.
I remember playing this when I was a kid and just, like, sitting in the corner of the living room where there's a lamp shining over a chair just so I could play it.
Or
I had to position myself in the right chair in the living room to so I could actually see the game
and hold it at the right angle so you don't see all the dirt and everything that's on there.
I can definitely remember, like, on road trips with my Game Boy and stuff, and you try to hold it out to the window to get some of that street light to come in to reflect off of it just right so you can actually see it.
When I was looking up some of the Frogger history stuff, I came across something that was saying that the games that came out for the Game Boy Advance, the colors were more vibrant, and that was part of the reason why, was because, like, the Game Boy Advance wasn't backlit, so the visual art style that they decided on was kind of
they had to be
enhanced for that reason.
They had to be bright colors that contrasted really well.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
I got you.
Got to work with the technology.
Yeah.
So here's the bonus fun fact: there are three different games called Frogger 2.
What? That makes sense.
And zero games it's called Frogger 3.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
That's hilarious. Which Frogger 2? Frogger 2-1, Frogger 2-2?
So there are three Frogger 2 games, and they are Frogger 2 3 Deep, a 1984 Atari game, Frogger 2 Swampy's Revenge, a 2000 PS1 game, and a Frogger 2, a 2008 Xbox 360 Live Arcade game.
Wait, a PlayStation?
A 2008?
Yeah.
That was so many games that come out before then.
Yeah, plus an Xbox, a PlayStation. And like, which? So Frogger is just everywhere.
Frogger's
not loyal to any one, like, console.
Yeah, they keep making Frogger 2s. There's also a Frogger's Adventures 2, which I didn't include.
So really, there's four.
So I was seeing, like, some of the different Froggers for different consoles, or they kind of tried to stay consecutive with it. But then with the Great Quest and Temple of the Frog, Temple of the Frog was considered canon. So they discussed that storyline on the Xbox games and different games of different consoles. And then the Great Quest was produced on two different consoles.
Okay.
It was on something else, I can't remember off the top of my head, before the Game Boy Advance. And the Game Boy Advance was just the Game Boy Advance version of the prior game.
Okay.
So it's like they weren't sure if they wanted to have certain storylines on certain consoles or if they wanted to mix it up, it sounds like.
Yeah.
They've got essentially four Frogger 2s.
Sounds confusing.
Well, you know, everyone knows the original Frogger game, so Like, but yeah, no one really remembers the Frogger 2s that came out, so they couldn't make Frogger 3 because the Frogger 2s never did good enough.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, let's try Frogger 2 again. Yeah. That's hilarious. So one of my fun facts was that on season 9, episode 18 of Seinfeld was an episode called The Frogger.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a classic episode.
Yeah, it's such a good episode.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, he like goes to this old pizzeria that they went to as a kid, and it's going out of business, and he sees like the Frogger arcade machine there. And what was it? He had the highest score.
Yeah,
he saw
his initials were still there by the highest score. Or Costanza did, yeah.
Yeah. And he tries to get it home without unplugging it, because if you unplug it, apparently
it resets
you lose all,
that.
all the data.
Yeah. And
that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was great. I loved, spoiler alert, at the end of the episode where he's like, they're trying to figure out how to keep the high score. So they decide to hook it up to like a car battery or something like that.
Yeah, some kind of like generator thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who's helping them is like, he had spent so much time playing the game without them knowing while it was hooked up to the battery. So they got like a few minutes left of battery power. So he's freaking out trying to move the entire arcade machine so he can plug it up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's when he kind of does the little across the street.
The Frogger with like, the Frogger.
Yeah, live Seinfeld Frogger game where George Costanza's carrying an arcade machine across the street.
I bet some fan has created a mini game.
I bet
they've created that as a mini game.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be great.
That'd be pretty funny, yeah.
That where you play as George, you're getting a little arcade machine across.
Yeah.
Do you know if that's actually true, if the scores do reset when it gets unplugged?
So I actually heard some guy online talking about it, and he was saying that you couldn't actually, I'm not sure if that's true, but he was saying that you couldn't actually plug in your initials in the original Frogger arcade game. So technically, the fact that he saw his initials on there is
made up,
is inaccurate. Yeah.
Huh. So
I don't know if it saved the high scores, but he was saying like, technically, the original arcade games didn't allow you to plug in your initials, so that was kind of factually inaccurate. So
I never knew that. I just assumed that, I don't know, it seemed like they all let you do that.
That might have been a later thing. That
came
about later.
Yeah, you forget how old Frogger actually is.
So. Right. Yeah, he's over 40. But in every game, he's like a kid. Like
he doesn't age.
Right. One of the games that came out after Temple of the Frog, he's supposed to be like, it's like a coming of age story. But by then he was like
30.
Yeah, he was like 30 by then.
He's a late bloomer. It's
right,
okay.
Right.
It's all right.
But one funny thing about the Seinfeld episode is that people in real life were trying to beat George Costanza's score on the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, God.
So only two people have beat his score.
Wow.
So George Costanza is the third highest scoring
technically
in Frogger history.
That's awesome.
Jeez, he must have been really good. I guess they did their research when they came up with the score.
Yeah, he must have had no life as a teen.
Right.
He was there like every day.
Yeah, what a life. So I have another fun fact, which is that there is a competition game show based on Frogger that came out in 2021. There's one.
Oh yeah, I think I didn't watch it, but I saw it like the like homepage or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, huh.
Yeah.
They'll make a game show about anything.
I know. I know. It's hilarious too. It's like a Peacock original. Like I don't know anybody else who watches Peacock other than me.
I have Peacock.
Yeah. There's some good shows on there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that Floor is Lava show that came out. Like, it literally looks just like the Floor is Lava, but like, the set design is based on Frogger.
Gotcha.
Okay, I kind of thought it looked like Wipeout or something.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, I mean, I think the Floor is Lava is just a rip-off of Wipeout.
Yeah, I guess they're all kind of the same.
Just an easier version. People actually make it through Floor is Lava.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone make it through Wipeout.
The Frogger game shows look super difficult. Like, I was watching it and I was like, this is like American Ninja Warriors. This is this is insane. These people are like high level athletes.
Yeah, and you need to legit be athletic for
right.
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one clip I saw was like they were trying to go over these little ledges and they had this like high power hose just like like this like is like pointed right at it. I'm like, how?
Yeah. They're like, when you're watching the show, they're like, I can't remember the exact number, but it's something like, there's 100,000 gallons of water coming out of these jets per second or something crazy like
try
that.
Try to stay on.
Right.
Good luck.
So the game looks super difficult. Mm-hmm. And Eric Stetson and I were watching it and we were laughing at all like the contestants, like insane, like flops and falls. And oh, like, yeah. There was such like aggressive loud noises every time they would like miss something, and it seemed really painful.
Oh, that's
funny.
And on
their IMDb page it said, despite the obstacle course being made of foam rubber, most contestants sustained multiple injuries whilst competing, including concussions and broken bones.
Holy crap.
Which is like, it makes me feel kind of bad for laughing at all those like noises they were making while they were like splatting into stuff. But
yeah, I'll just be on, you know, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
One where you don't get injured.
Right.
Unless you, maybe if you like fell onto the wheel or something.
So you don't want to go on the Frogger game show?
You know me. I would like lose immediately, okay? I'm too clumsy. Eric, do you want to do a fun fact?
Sure.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I'll do one more. This is
so many fun facts. Yeah. Like, well, I guess there's like a million games for this.
So there was a period of time between 2000 and 2011 that I personally like to refer to as the golden era of Frogger games.
Oh,
me personally. Okay. Do you want to guess how many different Frogger games
20.
Were released over this period of time?
69.
I feel like you're just saying stuff, Nikki.
18.
16.
Okay, it was 25.
Whoa.
25.
Holy crap.
Which is more than 2 games per year.
Dang, they were busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a list of them if you want the list.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Go for it. Okay. Speed read it.
So starting in 2000 with Frogger 2, Swampy's Revenge. So then you have Frogger the Great Quest, Frogger Adventures, Temple of the Frog, Frogger Advance, The Great Quest, Frogger Beyond, Frogger Adventures 2, The Lost Wand, Frogger's Journey, The Forgotten Relic, Frogger Adventures, The Rescue, Frogger on Mobile, Frogger Ancient Shadow, Frogger Helmet Chaos, Frogger Puzzle, Frogger's 25th Anniversary, Frogger Evolution, My Frogger Toy Trials, Konami Kids Playground, Frogger Hop, Skip, and Jump in Fun, Frogger Launch, Frogger Hop Trivia, Frogger 2.
Frogger 2? Like way down in the list.
Yeah.
Frogger Returns, Frogger's Beats and Bounces, Frogger Inferno, Frogger on Windows Phone, Frogger 3D, and Frogger Free.
Jeez Louise.
I love it.
And after that, for the next 3 years, it trickles down to like 1 game per year. And then finally, there's like a long break.
So that was when it was a good time to be a Frogger fan. Yeah. You didn't have to wait that long
for the next
game. They were just
pumping out Frogger games.
It's like a Frogger factory.
Golly. I like how they have like kind of way down on that list. It says the 25th anniversary or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the 25th anniversary, but I don't know. So it's like the 80s are so long ago.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was
in the early 2000s.
You said between 2000 and 2011.
That was 2006 that game came out.
Okay, so yeah, it was.
Dang.
A lot of Frogger games.
A lot of Frogger. I wonder if anyone... I mean, I guess someone's probably played all those games, but...
That would be nuts.
Probably not that many people.
You'd have to have a lot... Who has a Windows phone? There's no way.
Yeah, you'd have to go on eBay, get a really old cell phone, hope that that game is, you can still get it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if you got an emulator, you could get all those.
Oh, yeah, true. Good point. Any more fun facts?
Another thing that I came across was some of the Frogger clones and imitator games. Which was kind of hilarious to look at because they were not trying to hide the fact that they were just straight up ripping off Frogger.
Is there one called Jumper? Leaper?
Probably. There was one called Lady Frog.
like Lady Pac-Man.
Yeah, just trying to be Miss Pac-Man, just, or Miss I guess. Pac-Man.
It's or, just
yeah.
Frogger with like lipstick.
Right. The funny
or
thing
eyelashes.
In Lady Frog, they kind of took that whole why can't Frogger get in the water thing. And so instead of jumping on the logs, she jumps on the water and tries to dodge the logs.
Oh.
That makes more sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind yeah. of. Because, you know. Ladies are smarter.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Little lady frog.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it was one of the most copied games. And some of the names, there's like hundreds of clones or imitator games of Frogger. But some of them are like 3D Frog Frenzy, Cricketeer, which is like just a cricket instead of a frog.
Yeah.
Like Ribbit. Danger crosswalk.
Danger crosswalk.
Ooh, so dangerous.
I love that.
And then like Preppy and Preppy 2, which is just like a human crossing the road.
Look, cross the road yeah. apparently is a hard thing to do. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, lately I've been seeing people try to cross the interstate like 75. Yeah. It's been weird.
Yeah.
No, we saw someone cross the interstate yeah. on our way to North Georgia the other day. Like, literally, this
really?
Guy leisurely just walking across three lanes of interstate with his bike, not even rushing.
He's
almost
just chilling.
Gets hit. Like,
he's yeah. got a lot
oh
of faith
God.
In those drivers.
Like, I had a panic attack for him after I saw that. I was like, I could not believe he just did that. And he survived.
Jeez.
Like, I don't know. Anyways.
People are just going wild.
They really are. Look, we do not need to be doing Frogger in real life, people. Stay
yeah.
with the crosswalks.
Yeah, there's plenty of games you can choose if you want to, like, get a little thrill.
So, yeah, go play GTA or something.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's pretty much all of my fun facts.
Wow.
Cool.
I've got some others.
So this one, this game, you said came out in 2001, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that's so long ago. 21 yep. years ago.
Yeah.
This game's old enough to drink.
Do you want to talk about the story a little bit?
Yeah.
Get into all this depth of story. I mean, there's story, but there's not a ton of story. It's
yeah,
mostly
it's
just...
Like, basically, oh. Firefly Swamp,
yeah,
right?
It's dying.
Yeah.
Exclamation
dying.
Point.
So sad. And Frogger has to collect all these elements.
They're dying because
icons.
Mr. D came and stole all the elements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dang it, Mr.
I didn't
D.
know you could steal elements.
Me yeah. either. Me either.
Which are just colorful circles.
But Mr.
Yeah.
D, I have a theory of what Mr. D stands for. So if you look at his portrait on, you know, when you finally meet him,
mm-hmm.
he looks like a skeleton in a robe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Grim Reaper.
Yeah, so I thought Mr. D probably stands for death.
Yeah,
yeah Mr. D.
But maybe they're like,
I think
oh,
so too.
Death is too scary. But just call him Mr. D.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Maybe so.
That's true, because, like, I bet a bunch of kids played it, so Mr. Death does sound a lot scarier.
Yeah, that's
it's
my...
It's definitely a children's game.
That's my fan theory.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, maybe
you're
that...
taking a lot of liberties
maybe
here,
that
Eric.
Goes back to the whole thing about, like, Frogger being in purgatory in the original arcade game.
Bum, bum, bum.
He's got to defeat Death, yes.
Yeah.
We figured it all out. Breaking news.
Way more to the story than
yeah.
BCI.
Frogger developers, if you're listening, can you confirm our purgatory theory?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
But yeah, so you have the four realms he has to travel to, right? So the forest realm, the earth realm, water realm, and wind realm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the last final
and then
boss
that's kind
fight.
Of all of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, and then the temple of the frog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where he has to defeat Mr. D.
Yeah.
And then all the friends he meets along the... his journey kind of come back and help him celebrate
yeah. yeah
that his swamp is safe now
yeah
so I actually didn't even really realize there's a storyline when I played this as a kid.
You were just like,
I was just
I don't
like,
care about
play.
That
I want to hop around, this is too many words
read.
To read
yeah that's school stuff
right.
I'm not at school. Yeah, I would not have read all that as a kid. I was just like, skip let me get to the action.
That's how I was.
Yeah, and there's not many words.
Yeah, there's not even that many words.
It's mostly just like, oh, hey, friends, like...
Yeah, each friend has, like, five sentences.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like...
As a kid, though, you're like, that's a paragraph!
I know! It was too many words for me to pay attention to, and it was like, 7 words, and then you had to press the button to see the next 7.
Yeah, just like, very slow.
I was like, I don't have the attention span to remember what was at the beginning of that sentence.
Yeah.
Like, after I pressed the button 5 times to keep reading.
I did have to go back and watch a replay to, like, go back and be like, okay, now what did they say again?
Yeah, I did too. I kind of, like, made notes while I was playing it because I was like, oh, yeah, there is actually a storyline to this game. Maybe I should actually pay attention to it. And it was just like Frogger's friend coming up saying, this scary guy's coming up. You got to defeat him. And Frogger's like, cool, I got this.
They better watch out.
Except he's a kid. And what are his qualifications? like they just thought he was the one. Like, why not Lumpy? Lumpy seems kind of
more mature.
Yeah. Well, like wise. And
because Frogger's got the energy. He's quick, you know? He's a young buck.
Good point.
He doesn't know.
He can zip around.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Zippy.
Yeah.
It kind of bothered me in Sky Zone because you had Fairy Girl who can fly.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're a frog and you're trying to hop on all these different, like, she could just fly over, grab the orbs, and then fly into the level. Or fly Frogger.
Right. Yeah. Just pick him up.
I wonder why his friends couldn't help him. They just kind of told him what to do.
It's like, oh, like, you got to be brave.
Right.
Don't question it, you guys. Don't question it, okay? There would be no game if all this stuff happened.
Right.
Or you'd be playing a game called Lumpy, okay? Yeah. Nobody wants to play a game called Lumpy.
It's true.
All right, yeah. So basically, the very basic gist, Frogger's saving the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Firefly Swamp.
Yeah, it's dying because Mr. D stole all the elements and he's got to go collect them to bring them back.
To be perfectly honest, like, I wanted to know, what was he doing with the elements? Like, why?
Yeah, what was his motivation?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to be Mr. D and he's trying to get out. He's trying to get out of purgatory.
Maybe he's trying to take him so his world is a little brighter.
Yeah.
Because he's so sad and full of death and his stuff. And like, Frogger's like, screw you. Like,
we need an origin story for Mr. D.
Yeah.
I do feel like he does need one.
Yeah. I feel like maybe he's just misunderstood.
Well, they keep referring to him as evil, but I'm like, I haven't heard his side yet.
Right. I saw in one of the other games, Mr. D was there, but he was just kind of a minor character. And when Frogger defeated him, you know, Mr. D's like a skeleton with a scythe and like a scary robe and stuff. And when Frogger defeated him, like, his facade started cracking and underneath it was Frogger.
What?
So it's like, all right,
plot twist.
It looked just like Frogger. So like,
what the fuck?
Oh my god.
It's like totally like some kind of trippy Alice in Wonderland stuff.
What if it's like the dead version of himself and he's trying to keep himself from getting out of purgatory?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see. Like, you need to write this theory out. You need to make a blog. Yeah. You need to make a blog post. Yeah.
All right, I'm on it. I got to put some thought into that.
All right, do we want to move on to what we like about the game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it'd be good. I'll start.
Okay.
I like that it's a classic platforming game, but with like more fun elements to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you said earlier, it's like they did a good job of taking the basics of the arcade game, but just like making it more advanced and more fun for you to play at home, you know, when you have more time.
Yeah.
So the game adds like long jump, turning, tongue action on the basic controller. I'm going to keep calling it tongue action. I'm sorry.
Sounds so naughty when you say it. And I agree with you.
The added controls help create more varied levels without losing the basics of what Frogger is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Some of the elements I really suck at. It took me forever to remember to rotate my body instead of just jumping, like, instead of just trying to go that way, and then I would jump in the same hole like 50 times. I'm like, oh, I felt so dumb.
Yeah, because it's like impossible to do some of the moves if you don't rotate.
Yeah.
So I would have to kind of like sit in one of the little safe squares and practice rotating when I first started playing it.
Oh, the worst is when like something like the platforms are falling behind you or something, and you have to do a quick rotation or something.
Yeah.
Oof. So on the DS that we were playing on, you could only rotate with one bumper, right?
No, you could use both.
Oh, I tried to rotate with the other bumper and it wouldn't
I think you
work.
Can use both. I don't know.
That would be hard if you didn't
Well, I was playing with one bumper rotation.
So you're like pressing it three times.
I thought I had tried it the other way and it didn't work. And it could have just been our DS or it could have just... I remember messing it up. Who knows?
I remember using both.
It's probably me. I'm kind of notorious for overlooking things sometimes. What's something you like about the game, Kate? Obviously, a lot of things because you picked it. But
I think part of what I like so much about it is just the simplistic gameplay. I didn't grow up playing a lot of video games. So for me, it was really easy to jump in and kind of like learn how to move around.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I'm playing other types of games.
Like it's easy to get overwhelmed.
Sometimes when I'm playing games where you're walking around and you're kind of able to move freely, I'll just like accidentally start staring at the sky and not be able to stop and not be able to figure out how to get back.
So yeah.
Like, I like that it's just like, I like the tile element and the simplistic gameplay. And some of the challenges, I feel like they are kind of challenging for me. Yeah, I like that it was easy to kind of learn how to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the gameplay itself is pretty simple,
but
you do have to play each level, well, at least for me, like a whole bunch of times before you can kind of make it all the way through. And then it's like a bunch of, it's like memory too.
Yeah.
Sort of. And then like you just build upon your skills as you go.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because for me, sometimes like I couldn't see far in advance to be able to like control my actions, like in the sky world where there are those little electric bars in the clouds and stuff.
Oh, I hate that part. Yeah.
like I feel like I couldn't see far in advance to be able to like anticipate those moves and stuff.
Yeah.
So I do think it really is like you said, you kind of got to rely on your memory. You kind of got to die a couple times. And then
And I think they do that because, like, well, the game's not that long, like, as far as, like, levels and stuff go.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't kind of difficult, you'd probably just, like, beat it really fast. And then just be like, it'd be too boring, be too easy.
Yeah, right. You got to have a challenge,
Yeah. Right. I don't remember, I mean, I don't know how much the game was back when it came out, but it was probably, like, a good chunk of change. So you don't want to spend, like, $40 on a game or how much ever it was and just have it beat in an hour.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
That's like a really expensive hour of entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Like, I guess in that way where you kind of have to memorize it and stuff, it is kind of like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. So I like puzzle games and stuff. So like there's also those little like safe spots. Like in some some areas it's like very apparent which spots are
There's like one little tile where nothing can get you or something.
Yeah.
And you can just sit
there.
So if
you're like, oh, I'm
stressed figure out. Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll just sit here for a second and catch my breath.
Figure out, okay, what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
You definitely need
I've died eight times right here. Let's slow down. You do need patience for this game, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. One of my pros was that the stages are short, which is great for a handheld game. So if you're like in the car or something, you only have like, you know, 15, 20 minutes. That's about enough time to beat a stage.
Well, considering you have to replay them so many times too, that would be a lot if they were like each 10 minutes long. Like you need to replay that over and over.
Yeah.
Take a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, short stages are definitely like good for this type of game for sure.
Yeah. I like that you can still catch butterflies even when you're underwater.
Oh yeah.
And then also all of a sudden being underwater and water doesn't kill you like when you're already under
there. Yeah,
because
he's got that little
he's got a helmet on.
Yeah, he's a helmet. Like, how is he getting the butterflies through the helmet, you guys?
And yet he still doesn't swim. He
maybe
hops.
He's just sticking them in his pocket.
Yeah. Like, what? I think Frogger's like an alien frog or something.
I think you're right. I think I actually wrote that on my notes somewhere. I was like, is he an extraterrestrial?
We might never know.
New theory.
Yeah. We need to start like a Discord just for Frogger theories or something. A Reddit thread.
One of the things I liked was the music. Like, I like that title track a lot.
Yeah.
It's a pretty jamming title track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totes jamming.
Jamming out to it.
It kind of made me think about like something you would hear on Seinfeld.
Well, it was about the right time, 2001. That's about when like Seinfeld like went off air, right? Or something. So it's probably like around the same time.
A little bit of a funky rhythm to it.
Yeah, it was funky.
Kind of funky. I like all of his little friends.
Yeah,
and so and there's like a ton of different enemies in this game.
Yeah,
for it to be kind of a short game, like you've got all kinds of goblins.
Yeah,
you've got like bullets, like transfer trucks. You've got I don't know snake worm looking things.
I will say
Cyclops. Most
they're snakes, but they're like flesh colored. I'm like, are these worms?
Yeah.
Eric was like worms.
I will say most of the enemies though are just kind of like
walking around
running a specific pattern.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got four squares that kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not doing a lot of different stuff, but at least they designed a lot of different characters.
That's true. Yeah,
they're just kind of like booby trapping the place.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's more of a maze situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So as far as his friends, you have Lumpy Toad, Zippy the Turtle, Lily the Fairy Girl, and then Senior Chief.
Yeah.
It's just like they get to that name like, all right, I guess they just stopped.
Yeah,
like, I don't even know what animal he is. Do you know what animal?
Yeah, he's like a pelican.
Oh, he's a pelican.
Yeah,
so I thought he looked like a lizard or something.
Oh, I thought he was a pelican.
Okay.
Maybe I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else.
I can look it up real quick, hold on.
Yeah, let's see.
He could be a pelican. I could see pelican. So did you find out what he is?
Oh, yeah. He's a pelican. If you look at the images online, you can see it better probably than he looks in the video game, since it's all kind of like, you know, old.
Yeah, the headshot and then some of the colors they chose to color him in kind of confused me, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the names of some of the other characters kind of give away what they are, but then there's Senior Chief.
Yeah.
Like, they just got tired and gave up on that one.
Yeah.
I feel like they did that with the some of the villains, too. Like, some
Sultan.
Of them. Yeah, Sultan, Rattlesnake.
I know. But then the shark, he's not shark, he's Stripe.
Yeah, he's like, Stripe, the shark.
They could have given the Rattlesnake a name.
Yeah.
What was the Goblin Wizard?
King Ijnek?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I-J-N-E-K.
Yeah.
Ijnek. Okay.
He looks cool, though.
Like, where did that name come from?
Like, I don't know. At least, hey, they were, like, versatile with their names. That's what I'll say.
Any other pros?
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got as
I got one thing that is a pro Anakin.
Okay, so we'll segue.
Yeah, segue.
Okay.
So I like the graphics for the most part.
Uh-huh.
The color palette is bright and colorful, and I think the backgrounds look really nice. But some of the enemy animations were a little lacking. I thought they were like too blocky and detailed for like a 2 or 3 frame animation loop that the game was using.
Yeah.
I felt like they were kind of rigid and like, I don't know.
Yeah, like
as far as they're
could have been being, a little bit better.
Yeah, as far as how they were being animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just kind of they were I'm like moving my hands.
They just kind of like do the same things.
Yeah.
Over
yeah,
and
they
over.
Definitely
yeah.
did have like blocky movement, like stiff rigid movements.
Yeah, of course it's Game Boy Advance too, so it's not like the most advanced system, so.
True. Yeah, I feel like the game at the beginning of like a stage, they give you too many instructions all at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, in the first stage, you get 3 coins. In the second stage, get 5 coins. In the third stage, do this. And it's like, you have to remember all these things that you're supposed to do. And it's like, why not just tell you in between the stages? Like, get 3. Okay, once you get to the next, okay, now get 5.
Yeah.
Well, you can
they
just
could have broken it up, I feel like, a little bit more instead of giving you like this big block of instructions all at the same time for you to remember.
But you can also kind of see in the bottom left corner how many there are by how many, like, kind of slots are lit up.
Yeah, I guess so. But still, it's a little overwhelming when you're very first reading. You're like, oh, crap, I got to remember all this stuff. Okay, 3, 5.
Yeah, and also at the very beginning, they're like, in one of the very first levels, they're like, oh, yeah, make sure you get 50 coins to enter the Temple of the Frog.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay, gotta remember that.
I just started this game. But luckily, you get like 50 coins right away. So.
Yeah. 50 it's sounds like a lot, and then you play and you're like, okay, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, but yeah, three first levels like, later 50? And I've got 200.
I didn't be able to find that many, but yeah.
Like, I don't even know how you would avoid getting 50 coins.
Yeah, they're
but
just
if you've never
on
played,
your path.
Though, it's like, yeah, you could be like, holy crap, 50.
Yeah.
Is there some things you didn't like, Kate?
I think some of the things I didn't like were just, like, I like the puzzle aspect of the game, mm-hmm. and, like, the movement kind of made it feel like a puzzle, but then those scenes in the sky realm where you just don't have enough time to react sometimes.
Oh, like you're controlling the carpet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it kind of took away that puzzle element, and it just kind of made the player rely on, at least for me, because I don't have that quick of a reaction time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it kind of made me rely on memory.
Like, gotcha.
Yeah.
We were talking about
it was like more skill, like mm-hmm. platforming
even
skill based.
Yeah.
I mean, I played that magic carpet section a bunch of times, and I felt like I had to rely on memory too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it having a lot of skill in that is necessarily a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Because maybe that's the point.
You don't have
to
time to
memory.
React. It's like just so short.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I felt like it was kind of out of place. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, one of mine is, I want to miss more Mr. D.
Yeah.
Who is he? Why is he so evil? Why does he want to destroy this swamp? What does the D stand for? Is it dick?
So many questions. Like we said, we need an origin story. I think, like, for me, sometimes in the level, and maybe I'm just dumb, but like it wasn't for sure clear like where I was supposed to go, like what direction I was supposed to hop in. And I know you kind of get to a dead end part, but like once I've avoided all those enemies and then you get to a dead end, you're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
I have to like go through all this again and try the other way or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know, the levels aren't that big, but I don't know. I felt like it could have just been more.
Yeah, you
like
really
obvious?
Do have to explore sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's more difficult getting back after you went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, at least for me when I was playing it. Like, but then if you don't explore, you might miss out on, like, some little butterflies for more lives.
Or tokens, because sometimes you have to collect all the tokens to finish the stage.
Yeah, I think of, like, that second level. You know, for sure, where you have to go both ways. So you have to go one way and get, like, the fire icon, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you have to go the other way. But it's, like, not super obvious that you have to do both.
Right.
So you just kind of have to figure it out.
Yeah, that second level is, like, the difficulty curve, like, spikes up immediately on that second level.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard compared to that first level.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rest of the game, like, compared to that second level, I feel like isn't too bad.
Yeah. It kind of stays somewhere between those two.
Yeah.
I don't know, that conveyor belt level.
Oh, I love that one.
I couldn't be.
That level was the only one where I, like, kept forgetting that little gem was over on the side.
Oh yeah.
And so I'd make it all the way to the end, and then he wouldn't let me through because I didn't have that one little gem.
Oh no.
But then, like, there was the conveyor belts and the spikes on the conveyor belts, and like I couldn't get back to that dang gem.
It's like you might as well just start you might as well just start over. It's easier that way.
So one of my cons is I wanted more tongue actions.
Oh my god,
I'm not gonna stop.
Like, you wanted it to be more like a Yoshi situation where he could, like, eat, like, the fireflies and stuff, or, like, the...
Well, there's literally only one thing you can do with your tongue in this game.
Eat butterflies.
And that's eat butterflies that are slightly off the edge.
And you don't even really have to use your tongue if the butterfly's not off the edge, you can just run into the butterfly.
Then you don't even
you don't even have to eat it, necessarily.
You should play the really crappy Frogger game, The Great Quest, because you can kill people with your tongue.
Well, I'm not saying use it as a weapon, but I'm saying, like, they could have used it in some of the puzzle-like elements. Like, they could have used the tongue for, like, hitting switches on the other side of the screen, or, like, a hook shot or a swing,
or
pushing something.
Pushing blocks out of the way or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, grabbing projectiles in your mouth or something.
Yeah, because there are some areas where you have to, like, jump on a button to make stuff happen. So why couldn't you just
Use your tongue.
Flick your tongue on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I just wanted more utility with, because, you know, it's the frog thing, you know, if you're going to add,
oh, yeah.
if you're going to add the tongue, like.
Yeah, that's like their main thing.
Yeah.
Is the tongue.
Yeah. Tongue actions.
Tongue actions.
That and their thighs.
Yeah. Yeah. That and their yummy legs. Jeez. I've heard it tastes like chicken, frog legs.
Yeah.
It tastes. But, like, they're so tiny. That I've heard people say it's like,
yeah,
it's not really worth the effort,
like
you know?
The
it's
amount like, of meat is like a chicken wing,
exactly.
A small chicken wing.
Like a tiny yeah. chicken wing.
Is this bad that we're talking about eating frogs?
Oh no, RIP Frogger. Well, we just got back from New Orleans, so like I saw a couple of dishes that had frog legs in it.
Yeah.
So for me, con is, I feel like the game introduced new elements of gameplay just with no explanation whatsoever. Like, you play that first level and you have all these question marks and it's like very detailed of telling you, okay, you've got to eat the butterflies. You've got to hop over these things. But then once you get in the further levels, it's like, good luck. Figure it out.
Yeah.
They don't tell you how to do conveyor belts. They don't tell. It doesn't tell you how to, like, do some of the gameplay elements. And you just, I don't know. It's like when your lives are already so precious in this game.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those where, what is it? You get five.
Mm-hmm.
Five lives
per continue.
Mm-hmm.
And five continues. And then that's it. And then
yeah.
you start all the way over from the beginning.
Yeah. And then you can keep going on that save file, but you won't have any extra, you know, lives or continues to. So you kind of end up getting stuck.
Yeah.
If you don't conserve them.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, when you already don't have that many lives and then you like have to die a couple of times to figure out how to do something. It's like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's like you feel like you don't have a good shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I mean, pretty common for difficulty back then, back in the day.
That's true.
So my last thing is, there was one part of the story that kind of bothered me.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
And there's not a whole lot of story here.
Yeah.
So.
The storyline's already lacking
yeah.
majorly.
What would bother you?
Okay, it's at the very end of the game, so this is definitely a spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lily, the fairy girl, tells Frogger that no one can see her besides Frogger.
Yeah. Like, why?
And it's right at the end of the game.
And but she's sitting there with all the other friends, and they made space for her. But, like...
Wait, so she's telling that to Mr. D?
No, she tells that to Frogger.
Oh, my bad.
Like, after he wins. Like, it's like...
Oh, gotcha.
It's literally one of the last lines of the game.
Yeah.
So, it's like, no one can see me but you, Frogger.
Why is that important, too?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Why did they need to add that?
it just came out of nowhere, yeah.
It comes out of nowhere, and then it's like, okay, she doesn't really interact with... It doesn't change anything about the game at all.
Yeah.
Right, but another, like, going off of that, if this game is considered canon, some other games where they go back and talk about this storyline... I feel like some of the other characters, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I remember some of the other characters referencing Lily. So
maybe they forgot about that part.
Yeah. They should have just,
it
like,
just left
it doesn't
it
have
out.
Any purpose.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to add, like, right at the end of the game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
I guess she's supposed to be a little, I don't know. It doesn't make sense if you're considering that all the other critters are, like, based on real animals, but she's
mm-hmm.
like a magical thing.
Yeah.
because then, like, Mr. D's there and they all know about Mr. D and he's like a magical
yeah.
being, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't really have a place
yeah.
in the
just
story.
Don't question it.
It's just like one of those things. Oh, I wonder where they're gonna go with this. Oh, the game's over.
Yeah. Nowhere.
No, I guess they're not going to do
it. I was kind of thinking Lily was my favorite friend because she's cute. But
yeah.
But now I'm like, Lily,
I don't know
about you.
I like Lily. Just her eyes creep me out.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
I don't know what it is about her eyes. They really bother
well, they're
me.
They're huge.
They're huge.
And they're like...
And they look like she's like... inspecting you. They're not just like cute anime eyes, they're like
intense.
I feel staring
like,
into your soul.
And
yeah.
also like the green of her like eye kind of blends in with the green of her pupil and it makes it like this one weird color.
Yeah.
I think
you're gonna have nightmares about Lily the fairy girl.
Yeah, I will.
one more thing. Did you have anything else, Kate?
No. I think that's
the only other thing for me is I felt like the I think it's a con. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. But like, I felt like the actual level gameplay was harder than the bosses.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially like that first boss where you're just like getting the little pie charts in order. I mean, that was so easy compared to level two.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the bosses are definitely harder than the others. Like the Sultan one where, man, that last stage of the Sultan was so hard.
One was hard for
me. Where you had to collect more coins than him.
Mm-hmm.
The shark was not too bad.
The shark one, you didn't really do anything. You just kind of hopped on things and went in the little whirlwind.
Yeah, I guess you had to be quicker than him to attach it on both sides or whatever. But it wasn't... Like, you could be patient, like, and do it at your own pace. And then Rattlesnake wasn't too bad. Yeah, the really hard ones were, Sultan and Mr. D. Mr. D took a minute.
Yeah, it's just, like, usually the boss is, like, a little bit harder than the levels. You know, that's supposed to be, you know, like, your final challenge of, like, that world or whatever. But I felt like the bosses really weren't.
Yeah, I actually felt like I could just chill out on the boss fights sometimes.
Yeah, usually it's like opposite. The opposite, the bosses are, you know, take you a few times to get through.
All except for the Sultan. That was like Eric was saying, that was a tough one for me.
I didn't get to him. So what is his again? You have to collect coins.
Yeah, you just have to collect. And if you run into him, it kind of like stuns you. And he's collecting coins too. He's on the stage. Like.
Gotcha.
And there's other colored gems. Did they take away your blue ones when you hit those? I was like, I couldn't remember if they like put your level of blue gems down if you hit the other color.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. They might have.
Yeah, I think they might, but I was like too focused on running around.
And, I wasn't paying attention to that either. But it's just one of those things, if you don't collect more coins or if you tie, which annoyed me because they didn't say that at the beginning.
Yeah.
He kills you. You lose a life.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he gets
no
fast.
Wonder you wanted to like save all your continues for the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third time he's so fast.
It's the first two aren't that bad, but the third time he's like super fast.
Dang.
And you also can't run into him because, then he'll like stun you and then you're pretty much lost that round once he stuns you.
So you want to move on to strategy?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear Kate's strategy.
My strat.
I don't have any. I suck at this game. No one wants to listen to my strategy unless you want to die. So I'm going to let you guys take over this part.
My strategy was kind of just find out where your safe spots are.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Like, I definitely focused on like the puzzle element of it and tried to see what path some of the villains were going in and just try to find my safe spots. And then just like timing. Working on timing, like when the like balls were flying through the air and they could hit you at different speeds or whatever. You just have to work on timing.
Going back and forth.
Yeah,
I feel like most of the safe spaces, like if you see a coin or an orb on it, it's a good chance it's a safe space. Unless something is like physically chasing you, the enemies won't go on the spaces that have coins and orbs on them.
That makes sense. That'd be extra hard.
Because they don't have, I don't think they made an overlapping animation.
But then sometimes I would be like sitting there waiting for my opportunity and I just get impatient and try to like...
Yeah.
Run all the way through it, and that would never work for me.
Oh, yeah. That's, I guess, my only strategy was, like, you kind of have to be patient. You have to be quick, and you have to be patient at the same time. It's, like, knowing when to, like, be speedy and when to kind of, like, watch.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't know before you start the round. Like, that one round where the water just rushes past you, but, like, I didn't know I had to be super fast there.
Yeah.
Like...
And that water kills Frogger.
Yeah.
You get 1 second to figure it out, and then you have to start the level
Frogger's
over.
Actual true enemy, water.
And then you go in the underwater stage, and everything is fine.
Well, but you need the helmet. That makes so much sense. Like,
he's also not swimming.
He's not a squirrel. He's not Sandy from like SpongeBob. He just shouldn't need a helmet.
One of my pieces of advice, I guess, is... Don't finish the stage if you've used a bunch of lives and continues on it. Go back and replay it and get like a better attempt, especially if it's like your first time trying it. you will die a bunch just learning. Mm-hmm. Like there was one point where there's like a boulder that chases you on one stage. I just like literally walked into it. I'm like, oh, maybe I can push this off the edge. Oh, like, oh nope, that kills me.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, the hard sometimes way. You're not sure how you can control things because like then there's times where you can hop over villains, mm-hmm. and then there's times where you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And so yeah, like.
Yeah,
yeah. I tried to jump over like those, or were they like flies or like mm-hmm. Like bees? I forgot what they were, but like,
yeah.
I tried to jump over that the first time. I was like, nope.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, I did that a few times too. Like, can I jump over this one?
It took me a while to understand Eric's like continue strategy because I was like, I haven't played a lot of old games, so like. I don't know. It's like it took me a minute to understand what he was saying.
Yeah, like
so. It's basically if you use a couple lives, it's better to just turn the system off.
I mean, you can get
turn
away
it back
with...
on. Just restart the whole game over, so that you have fresh.
Yeah, I'm not talking about losing like just a couple. I'm talking about like losing a bunch, like using a continue or something like that.
Yeah.
Like if you used a bunch of lives on a stage.
But it's kind of annoying to have to like. Restart the game over and over and over.
That's true.
Yeah,
but it's an old game.
Did y'all play it all the way through? Because usually if you lose all your lives you can still play it, but it just restarts you at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah
Okay, because I think when I was a kid it took me a while to figure that out and I didn't realize you could go back to the same spot.
Yeah,
so I would just have to start over at the beginning again. And
got really really good.
Got on my nerves, but it was all my fault.
Yeah. Even with all the continues and saves and stuff, I still had to play those first two levels over and over and over again. So yeah.
You gotta get
don't
used
feel
to
that
the,
bad.
You gotta get used to the gameplay.
Yeah. It's hard. Platforming, to me, I don't know, it's like the game type that needs the most skill. At least for me. Like, you have to really practice at platform games.
Yeah,
you can't just be a casual, like, platform gamer, I don't think. Not be good, anyways.
I like that the tile movement made you know where you had to go, though. Because, like, if I'm playing a game, which doesn't happen very often, where you're, like, running around and you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can shoot and aim at stuff. Like, I feel like that's harder for me.
Mm-hmm.
Than like the tile hopping type game,
because
I'm like, it kind of defines the area that I can go and
it's
stuff.
Like I call it the Netflix paradox. It's like you have too many choices, so it's like where do I go or like it's like easy to just like for GTA and stuff where you have like so much space, it's easy to just like go off in a random tangent and like do something that's not even a part of the main game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the point of those games too. But
oh, yeah.
If you have ADD, it could be, you know, kind of hard to stay on track if you're trying to actually beat the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Any more strategy?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Don't die.
Yeah, don't die. Like I said, and if you do die,
so easy.
Restart the game.
Yeah.
don't finish a level.
Right.
It's tempting. Like, oh, I used two continues, but I finally made it to this end of this level. Nope. Do not finish that level because then you'll lock in the saves and or the lives and continues you used.
Yeah. Mm.
So.
And then you'll only have three continues for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
When you're probably definitely going to need more than that.
Oh,
exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it took me a while.
Yeah,
I was like, he had explained that to me like five times, and I was like,
I felt like I was hanging on by a thread. Like, I get it. Wait, do I?
I was
so close.
Playing old games. Yeah. You really need to know the old people tricks, and Eric's got the old people tricks.
Well, you have to know when it auto saves. It doesn't auto save just in general. You learn that. You learn that it doesn't save you just losing lives and continues and stuff.
Yeah.
When you're playing a stage. It's only once you finish the level. Okay. You want to move on to the future?
Yeah. Future. Frogger 2000.
Or 3. Because there's not a 3 yet.
That's true. 3000.
Yeah, maybe 3000. Finally...
The Terminator Frog is coming out this fall.
Pretty sure none of that's true.
Just kidding. No, that's true. I actually couldn't really find anything for the future, so... Did you find anything?
We can talk about the latest Frogger game that came out.
Oh, when did that come out?
In June
of this year. Wow. Should have gotten that free for your birthday. Dang.
Well, it's on Apple Arcade, so I'd have to have an iProduct.
Yeah, you don't have any of those.
Yeah. It's called...
Eric's an Android person.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Whatever.
I could get it on my phone and then just let you play it on my phone.
So is it something you play on your phone?
It's on Apple Arcade, so I think it's on...
I guess you could play it on your laptop,
like your iPad or stuff like that. Honestly not sure how to get Apple Arcade. I just assume it's on Apple stuff, so it might be on phones or tablets or computers. But the name of the game is called Frogger and the Rumbling Ruins.
Ooh, that's a good name.
It's like more of like a puzzle game for sure.
Okay. Sounds like you'd like it, Kate.
Yeah.
Do you have an iPad?
No.
You have to get one just for this game.
Yeah, so I can check out the new Frogger game.
Or maybe you can get it on your phone.
So yeah, I had that in the Frogger game show, but we already talked about that.
Yeah, the game show.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to continue with the game show because so many people apparently got injured on the first season.
Maybe they'll just put more padding.
Yeah.
Make them wear pads.
Maybe turn down the hoses a little bit.
Yeah, they don't need thousands of gallons per second. Maybe like 50 gallons per second.
Yeah. Tone it down a little.
Yeah.
I mean, the little small segment I watched, I'm like, holy crap, that looks so dangerous.
I hope they're giving these people something even if they lose. Hopefully they still get like $1,000 or something.
Jeez.
They're like sending people home with their injuries. Like,
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Have a nice life.
Yeah. Have fun paying those medical bills.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. Kate, do you want to remind us what challenge you gave us?
Yeah. So the challenge was to save Firefly Swamp, which is basically just...
Beating the game.
And then if you wanted to choose your favorite characters, you could, but not required. So I just wanted to see, like, if y'all could make it through the game. Because I don't play a whole lot of, like, super advanced type games. So I didn't know if y'all would find it really easy or if it actually would be a little challenging.
It's one of those games that it has a high initial difficulty when you're still, like, learning it, I feel like. And it's kind of hard to get past that initial difficulty. You have to kind of stick with it and be patient.
Yeah. Things that I'm not good at.
Yeah. But I did end up beating the game.
Yeah, Eric beat it. I tried. I really did try, but I only got 25% of the way through the game.
But it's so
that conveyor belt level. I really suck at that game. That level.
I swear it took me like months.
Yeah,
to beat that game as a kid. Like,
yeah, it would probably take me more of
maybe even longer.
The same amount of time as it would take a kid to beat it. Because I really haven't played a lot of games like this.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm kind of starting at a different level than Eric's played a lot of games like this.
I still found it pretty hard. Starting off. Yeah, for sure. But then once you kind of like know what kills you, it gets easier. And you can kind of like figure out the patterns and what it wants you to do. It's the main thing. I was improving.
Yeah.
Just not quick enough to beat the game in 2 weeks, you know?
Right.
And it is what it is.
Yeah, there's no way I could have beat it in 2 weeks if I was playing it for the first time. I find it pretty difficult, too.
So but Eric did it, so good job, Eric.
So who is your favorite friend, Nikki?
I like Zippy.
Zippy the turtle?
Yeah. Quickest turtle around.
Aww.
What about you, Kate?
I liked Lily before we started talking about her.
Well, why don't you like her? Because she's invisible to everybody?
Because her storyline don't make sense.
Oh, that's not her fault.
That's not her fault.
Maybe she's just
that's
a
the
big
game developer's
faker.
Fault.
No, I just like Lily because she's cute.
Yeah. She's got red hair.
Yeah. It's superficial.
My favorite friend is Mr. D.
That's not a friend.
I actually thought Strap the Shark was pretty cute.
Yeah. He was pretty cute.
That's cool.
But he's not a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, so Eric, I have a question. How long did it take you to finish the game?
That is a great question.
I think it took you like a little over a week.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play. Like, I played maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I didn't, like, play, like, 6 hours, 8 hours straight.
Right.
Eric's attention span's a lot longer than mine.
I would say it probably took me maybe like 10, 15 hours, something like that.
Mm.
Because I did get through like part of the game at one point and was like, oh wait, I don't have any lives or continues left. I have to go back and rethink how I'm playing this game.
So I'm rapping. You rapping? You yep. wanna rap with me, Kate?
Yeah.
Eric, I know you beat the challenge technically, but you wanna
well,
rap?
I failed at the aspect of picking the favorite friend. I picked a non-friend.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you gotta rap now then.
I guess so.
You really blew it.
Oops.
I can't wait to hear these.
The chicken freaking wishes he could be like you. The way you hop across the street is like voodoo. Your moves emphasize your masterful thighs, and you must be immortal cause you can't really die. The Elder Council sent you on a special mission. Protecting the swamp was their ultimate vision. Lumpy sitting straight into the Goblin Caverns, but the Goblin King is old and frowny, you were faster. Rattlesnake and Shrek the Shark are really tough, but you beat their games and made them look like chumps. We're all rooting for you and we sing your praises about how you beat the Sultan in the Blue Gem races and defeated Mr. D with elements you found. And you made Zippy, Lily, and Lumpy all really proud.
Some say I'm trippy, some say I'm quippy. Truth is, I'm just a hippie and my name is Zippy. My swag is always drippy. Brr, it's a little bit nippy. I gotta be snippy, can't be lippy. Your goal might be to get the earth chippies. Don't be a wimpy, be back in a snippy. I'll even nickname you Skippy.
I'm a bad bitch, motherfucking fairy girl. Got curls to unfurl before I conquer the world. Gonna make it rain pearls on Zippy the turtle. I'll hold out my wand and let him give it a twirl. I'm a vision on condition, you're a visionist frog. In a mission, my position might be lost in the fog. On a fishing expedition, let me start with your log. If you're messing with my mission, you'll be sunk in my bog. Prologue, road hog, I was getting kinda sloppy. When his dick took a trip, cause the water getting choppy. Mr. D decreed his little D was now floppy. Now he's pissed that he missed another chance for a copy.
Wow, you guys, we should start a rap group.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Be like the new TLC.
I want to be Left Eye.
Oh, man, Left Eye's the coolest. Funny story, when I was in fifth grade, I went to get a haircut. And I asked for T-Boz's haircut. And the person did not tell me, hey, you're white. Like, this haircut is not going to look the same on you. And they just gave me a bowl cut, basically. I had like a boy's bowl cut.
Nice.
Yeah, it looked great. Definite confidence booster, for sure.
What a great story.
But anyways, so Eric,
yeah.
You got the next game all decided and stuff?
Yeah. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
All right.
I have no idea what it is.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party.
It's a game you would play at a party.
Beastie Boys, the game.
That sounds like a sweet game.
Mario Kart.
No.
Mario Party.
No.
I give up. What is it?
So it's the Jackbox Party Pack games.
Ooh, okay. So,
like all of them. I didn't pick a particular pack.
Does that technically count as a video game, you think?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay.
I mean,
well, it's just different. You don't really need a controller. You play with your phone.
I mean, we counted words.
But it is on a
We counted
console.
Words with friends. I feel like we can count the Jackbox games.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Sounds fun. So how am I going to have a challenge? Beat all my friends every game.
Okay.
5 games straight.
So the challenge is going to be...
be the funniest person.
The challenge is going to be between me and you. Just
uh-oh.
The two of us. We're going to keep a tally for the games that we both play. And
who does the best?
And for every game that we play between now and when we record. And so whoever has the fewest points will have to rap. And the way I did it was first place is 4 points, second place is 2 points, and third place is 1 point.
How do we have third place when there's two of us?
Well, you know, if we play with other people.
But, like, is third place going to rap? We're going to just get a random friend to rap.
No. They're not keeping score. The only tally is between us.
So why is there a third place then?
So if, you know, if I come in sixth place and you come in third place, you get a point.
Okay. I see.
But you know,
so you're gonna keep score for other people, but it's only gonna count like only our scores are gonna.
Yeah,
count.
So we're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep a tally between us.
Okay.
And whoever has fewer points will have to rap.
Gotcha. Sounds like, fun.
And
sounds you know, like you're gonna be rapping, because I know I'm like way funnier than you.
I'm the funniest. I come up with so many funny things. Okay. And yeah, some games there's only one winner, and for those we won't tally the other places.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like TKO, there's only one winner.
Yeah.
Murder Trivia Party, there's only one winner. Stuff like that. There are games that like were they but show. But
Murder Trivia Party, you could, like it does have that at the end where you can see what place it,
as long as at the end of the screen they have it ranked by first, second, and third, then we can do it like that. Otherwise, it's just first place.
All right. So basically, just be better, right? Better than the games and you. This is good that it's not a platforming game, because I would definitely lose. This one's off wit and intelligence. I have a good chance. I have a fighting chance.
You think you're going to win?
Oh, yeah. You're going down.
I don't know. We'll see.
You will be rapping. Don't worry.
All right.
All right. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.